Leadership Southeast Georgia, a professional development and leadership program throughout 10 coastal counties, continued its 2023 programming in Bullock and Screven counties. The 29 members of the class of 2023, regional leaders from business, professional and civic organizations, participate in a five-month course of ongoing personal and professional growth to build connections and learn collaboration skills that empower them to improve the region. The dual focus for the third session centered on education and workforce development factors impacting our region and the introduction to agriculture and its impact on our economy. Diversity and inclusion have never been more important, so education and workforce development are timely topics to explore now, said Suzanne Kirk, LSEGA facilitator. Since farming is such a major driver in Georgia's economy, the impact is felt throughout the region. The class was provided with an overview of different educational settings, methods and outcomes. They also explored Southeast Georgia's plentiful agribusinesses, including their economic development factors and the impact of natural disasters. Day one began on the campus of Georgia Southern University with a welcome from Statesboro Mayor Jonathan McCaller and Bullock County Commission Chair Roy Thompson. The session started with a discussion on literacy programs in Bullock County led by the school system's Executive Director of Program Improvement, Dr. Julie Chance. This was followed by Bethany Gilliam, Bullock County Career Technical Agricultural Education Director, who gave a talk on career technical and agricultural education and workforce development. Following lunch, sponsored by Synovus Bank, the group headed to Ogeechee Technical College in Statesboro for a walking tour of their robotics lab and industrial maintenance and agribusiness departments. OTC Vice President for Technology and Institutional Support, Jeff Davis, hosted. The class ended day one with a presidential roundtable featuring the heads of three area institutions of higher learning. Participating were Jan Moore, Vice President for Economic Development of Ogeechee Technical College, Dr. David Schechter, President of East Georgia State College, and Dr. Kyle Marrero, President of Georgia Southern University. The second day of the LSEGA session started with Inclusive Excellence, Diversity, Equity and Inclusion in Our Communities and Workplaces, presented by Dr. Tawan Wilson, Managing Associate at Diversified Search Group. The class toured the Ogeechee Peanut Plant in Brooklet, led by plant manager David Rushing. Next, the group traveled to Kairos Farms, also in Brooklet, and met with owner David Cromley to discuss the realities of today's agriculture business. Other speakers during the two-day session included Superintendent Charles Wilson, President Keely Fennell of the Blue Mile Project, and Darren Van Tassel of Tormenta FC. The LSEGA 2023 overall program sponsors include Evans General Contractors, Georgia Power, Savannah, Hilton Head International Airport, Georgia Southern University, ME, SAC Engineering, Gulfstream, Harco Construction, The SAC Company, Sterling Seacrest Partners, Thomas & Hutton, International Paper, Hunter McLean, Colony Bank, Hussey Gay Bell, Comcast, Savannah Economic Development Authority, Visit Savannah, Chick-fil-A Hinesville, Southeastern Bank and Row Design Plus Build. To learn more about the LSEGA program, visit http://www.lsega.com.